Beautiful, wonderful, good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. And I want to thank each and every one of you, give you a special shout out because each week our listener base is growing. And I want to thank you so much for that. I'm still in total shock and awe at when I see how many people we're touching all over the world. And hello to all of you, and thank you so much for believing in the power of healing. Special hello to those of you joining us in the chat room and in the call query, of course. And, of course, those of you who are joining us through all types of devices, your smartphones, the websites, the internet, just all over. Thank you so much. And for those of you who download the show, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to jump right into our program. So as always, I hope each of you is in your quiet place. It's still early. It's only a little after 6 a.m. in the morning here on the East Coast in the great state of Maryland. And for those of you on the left coast who are about to end your day or go to bed, or you have not even thought about getting up yet, I hope that I'll be seeing you when the show archives after it's over. But thank you so much for being here. So everyone, let's get into our quiet place. Before we get seated or we lie down, let's stand up and get a good stretch in. Let's just stretch out our back. If you're able to, put your arms above your head and bend forward. Touch those ankles or get as close as you possibly can. Let's just stretch out those back muscles. If you need to spread your legs a little bit for more leverage or hold on to something, please do so because I don't want any of my listeners to be hurt. And again, let's just raise your hands above your head. Let's just open up those lungs. Let's take some deep breaths. Inhale. Feel that cool, crisp, clean air as you inhale. And exhale all of that warm or heated negative energy from your body. Let's let it out. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. I want you to continue to do this. Now let's get seated or lie down. Now this is my time. I want you to lie back, sit back, kick your shoes off, put your feet up if you're able to, and just listen to my voice for the next few moments. This is our special time to spend together on Sunday mornings before our day begins. This is our time. This is a time for us to let go of everything that we have been pulling around with us from the prior week. It is history. It is called history for a reason. It is in the past. And even when we're in school and college, we always learn that history is meant for us to learn something from it and to get the lesson. It's not meant for us to continue the same process. I believe that's what's called insanity, doing the same things the same way over and over again, but expecting a different response. So we learned from history. We don't allow it to dictate the rest of our existence. And the same applies in our lives now. Learn from that experience and move forward. If your eyes are closed and you're relaxed, just keep breathing at your own pace. But breathe and just let it all go. Close your eyes and relax. Soon your families will be awake and or you'll be preparing to go to your houses of worship in some cases or to start your day. You know, I was out early this morning. One of our local big box stores is open 24 hours and I decided to get up and get going before the rest of the world wakes up in my neck of the woods. So I have actually been up and out. Well, I've been out the door. I was out at the store at 4 a.m. this morning. So I've been up for a while. But okay, you should all be in your place right now. And I hope you enjoy our opening music. It's from the Tai Chi CD, Music for Relaxation. And of course, as always, that's one of my favorite pieces. It's titled Dragon, and it's composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. But it's from the Reflection series, and it's the Tai Chi CD. And when we end our show, we'll be listening to the Wellness for Women CD series, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. And today we're listening to the Stress Relief CD. Some of you may be able to hear it playing in the background, but others you'll hear it right before our show ends. Today, I'm touching on or starting a new series that we'll be getting into deeply in 2013, Letting Go of the Empty Baggage, Forgive, Forget, and Move Forward. For those of you who listen to the regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show that airs Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, it will be returning to regular schedule in 2013 as well. You've heard my story. So today we're talking about the strangers in our lives. And I don't mean people that we do not know. I don't mean those types of people that are total strangers. I'm talking about the people who we work with, we live near, who are family members, who are our loved ones, specifically our significant others today. We're talking about the husbands, the wives, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, the people who we have made a commitment to be there for one another through thick and thin. You know, what did we do when those we love become our enemies or total strangers? And how do we learn to forgive and move on after we have been betrayed in the worst ways? How do we do that? Colossians 3:19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh to them." And I'll tell you this. It's not just husbands, it's boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, love your spouse and do not be harsh with them. If any of you have followed my story, you know that my now ex-husband turned into a stranger in my home. You know, I never gave much thought to the narcissistic sociopath behavior because I never experienced it. I knew that it existed, and I've helped other people who had to deal with it. But when it happened to me, I woke up quickly when I saw what was going on, but I was blindsided in the beginning. So how do you move on from that? You know, my new tagline for 2013 is forgive, forget, and move forward. Well, the first part of that is, how do you forgive? When I say we have to forgive, I don't mean, or forgive and forget, rather. I don't mean forgive them and forget anything ever happened, because this is my personal opinion. And from what I've learned and experienced, that forgiving is one thing, forgetting is another. If we forget and actually put everything out of our mind, we may be prone to make that same mistake again. But when I say forgive and forget, that means to forgive yourself. We tend to, especially we as women, we tend to overthink, reanalyze things, and we try to put so much burdens on ourselves. I did not deserve what my ex-husband did to me. I did not ask for it. I did not provoke it. I do not take responsibility for provoking him in any way. He is the person that he is. He is the person that he has always been. The facade that I fell in love with did not exist. It was just a beautiful lie wrapped in a pretty, it was just presented so pretty in a lovely wrapper. But the actual shell and the evil within emerged. And I knew that I had to get out before I ended up in a box and 6 feet beneath the ground. And I did. And it took some time. But I put my plan into effect and thanked the Lord that I made it out safely. How do you forgive someone who's violated you in the most heinous ways? How do you forgive someone who's betrayed your trust? How do you forgive? Forgiveness, as I said, doesn't mean becoming a tree hugger and loving them to death and all of that. It means forgiving yourself and forgiving to the point where you're not harboring that hate and that revenge, because it only hurts us. It doesn't hurt them, because I know for a fact he's moved on to his next target. He wanted someone that he could control, who was gullible, who didn't care what he did. She's just happy to have a man in her life. That's what he wanted, and that's what he has. And I don't have a problem with that, because guess what? I'm alive, I'm surviving, and I come home to no drama. And I can sleep well at night knowing that I won't be awakened to someone attacking me or hurting me in the dead of night or bursting into my room when I'm medicated to violate me. I am happy. Yes, you all know that I have cameras all over my house watching the front and the back, and I'm very well protected. But I come home and I don't have to worry about screaming for help and knowing that no one can hear me. And I've learned how to forgive myself. Yes, I've called myself a fool and I've called myself stupid and I should have known, I should have waited, all of that. But I forgive me, because I love me. And I loved me enough to get out of that situation. So forgiveness is letting go of the hatred, letting go of the revenge. And forgetting means, as I said, saying bye-bye to the empty baggage. Forget it. Put it on in the back of your mind. Don't walk around with that in the front part of your memory each and every day of your life because it only serves to hurt you further. Now, it's no longer your perpetrator who's hurting you. Now, you have chosen to continue to hurt yourself. You have become your own worst enemy. Put it back, but the minute that you see signs in anyone or any situation that is very similar to what you've gone through in the past, that's when you bring it back to the forefront of your mind. So that's what I mean when I say forgive and forget. Some people think, oh, just forget it. No, you put it on the back burner. But remember it, just like the rest of history that we were taught. If we forgot about slavery, if we forgot about segregation, if we forgot about how the Great Depression, if we forgot all of this, we are bound to keep making the mistakes. It's bad enough that we make these mistakes over and over again, and we haven't forgotten. But if we totally forget, it really will take us back even further. So just remember, when I say forgive and forget, that means to forget means to put it on the back burner. Stop allowing it to hold you back from your happiness. Stop allowing that hurt to keep you down, because that is exactly what your perpetrator wanted, for you to be down and controlled while they move on. Let it go. Put it on the back burner. You know, I have my new book is coming out next week, Silent Noise Lip Service, and it's poetry of life, but it breaks things down, and that's another series for 2013. I'll be having webinars and teleconferences to break down the book and talk about the pieces, and we'll also be doing some face-to-face seminars. It's going to be a very dynamic year next year. I have claimed it as my year of success, and it will be so. And you should claim next year as your year of success as well. Ladies, if you have low self-esteem, pick it up and put it on the back shelf, someplace where you never go. Pull all of the positive to the front. And remember, you are a precious gem on the face of this planet. And gentlemen, I know that you suffer too. And on behalf of all of the women who have ever hurt some of you great gentlemen out there, please allow me to say that I'm sorry on behalf of those who have harmed you. Forgive us. Forgive my fellow female counterparts for the hurt that they have caused you. And this is just paying it forward. You know, each year I have a women's summit. In the very first year, I'll never forget, after I was done speaking and the summit was over, men who attended who were perfect strangers came up and they asked my permission to give me a hug. And some of them in tears, and they just said that they were sorry on behalf of what my ex-husband had done to me. Not just one, but several men. And I'm paying it forward because I know that some men are hurt too. And on behalf of all of those who have hurt you, I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart, and I pray that you heal from that hurt. Do not allow it to change the wonderful person who you were, and the same goes for you, ladies. Do not allow anyone who's hurt you in the past to change the beautiful, wonderful person who you are. Learn how to forgive. Forgiveness means letting go of the hatred and the revenge and the harboring of all those ill feelings and looking at him in public or him with his new mate or her with her new mate or whoever it is and just having a look of disdain on your face. Smile, because that's not what they're expecting. They want to see that they have the upper hand and that you're unhappy. So I want you to forgive and forget and move forward. And just remember, forgiving and forgetting is to help you to regain your happiness, to regain the love that you used to have. And never, ever, ever bring that empty baggage into a new relationship. Leave that empty baggage right where it is. What good is it to pull around empty baggage? If you're going away on vacation and when you get to your destination and you open up your luggage and you see that there's nothing there, you're going to be highly upset because you've loved all that luggage and paid for all of that luggage to come to that destination and it's empty. So why pull it around? Fill your soul with positive materials. Fill your luggage with something positive. And when you open it, and each time you reach that destination, somewhere where you want to be positive, then you take that piece of luggage or that piece of materials out of the luggage, make that load a little lighter, and you keep going in that positive direction until your luggage is empty. And when you look back, you can look back with a smile because of the positive accomplishments that you have made. Never allow anyone, ladies and gentlemen, to rob you of your joy and happiness. My ex-husband doesn't know what to make of me. Between family and friends, oh, he wants to talk to you. I haven't talked to him since before our divorce, which was 12/21/2010. And of course, you know, next week the world is supposed to end on that day, let the Mayans tell it. And so many people are buying into this. And with that said, if so many people want to get rid of all of their material items and money, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 IRS recognized nonprofit. If you want to give away all your money because of the world is ending next week, feel free to send it to us because we have a lot of people who need your help. So, you know, I put a little bit of a positive and funny spin on it, but we do need your support right now. During this season of the winter months and the holiday season, we have more people than ever who need help. So, with that said, before we go, we have a few moments left in the show. To the person in the chat room, I have faith that the world will not end on the 21st. I'm more than aware of that. That was done to be facetious. And they're going to keep finding new calendars to give us the day that the world ends. But we do have people out there who honestly believe that it is going to end. Believe it or not, and so many people, if you read some of the reports, people are getting rid of everything because they believe that we won't be here after the 21st next week. I shed light on it because it's also the anniversary of my divorce, 12/21, which is my beginning. So, yes, as you said in the chat room, that most people are misinformed about this, and that's exactly why I was shedding light on it. If they want to give away their money, give it to us. And we have a no-refund policy, by the way, so in the event that it does happen, which we know that it won't, but it's sad. But, yes, a lot of people do fall for that. So thank you for that in the chat room. But it was not meant to be, you know, a fact, because I have faith that according to the Bible, we won't know when that time comes. Only God knows. So with that said, you know, if you believe that it's going to end, there's nothing that we can say that will make you think otherwise. But even if it is going to end, you believe that it's going to end, don't you want to let go of the empty baggage and forgive and forget before you go? Forgive and forget. Let go. Let your heart be light. And secondly, you know, this week we had the tragedy in Connecticut, and I lost a very good friend on 12/12/12. I was just talking to her a few days prior to, and we were making plans to get together just to catch up on things. she had a massive heart attack and she passed away. So this has been a very sad week. When someone goes in and decides to hurt elementary school children, our prayers are with the victims of that tragedy. But again, people, just remember, 2013 is coming. And I already started my quest to lose weight, and I'm down by 25 pounds. Yay! So I'm already on point for that. But for the rest of you, forgive and forget, and let go. Let go. Say bye-bye to the empty baggage. And as always, before we go, I want to pray each and every one of you enough. I want to pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. If you need that listening ear, I'm just a phone call, a text, an email, a mail away. If you're on Facebook, please join us at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. I do monitor that site, so if you never need to send me a message, I am the one who is actually responding, or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you want to send us a letter by snail mail, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. On Twitter, The Wall Foundation. Well, we're Wall Foundation underscore, Wall underscore Foundation on Twitter. I'm sorry, I heard some distortion there. If you heard it, I'm sorry for that. Our number is 202-618-2556. And again, it's Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. On Twitter, we're Wall underscore Foundation. And Facebook, if you want to talk or network or keep track of what's going on, especially with the new book coming out next week, you can pre-order it there. And of course, if you'd like for Healing Through Hurt to visit your neck of the woods, you can always contact me, and I'd love to come and visit your area and talk to you. But again, we have a little more than a minute left, and I'm going to turn it over to our music. Thank you so much for being here, and Lord willing, I'll see you here next week. I pray each of you enough, and remember, forgive and forget, and let go of the empty baggage. I'm going to turn the music over to the Wellness for Women CD, the Stress Relief CD, which is music for your mind, body, and spirit. Until next week, my beautiful, beautiful sunshines, keep spreading your rays of light, even when you don't feel like it. Because your smile or your kindness may save a life or make someone's day. So until next week, this is Maria Wall thanking each of you for being here. Have a wonderful remainder of your Sunday and a beautiful week. Thank you. This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all of your support. You have no idea how wonderful it feels to know that you're enjoying Healing Through Her Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation. Your support is also helping me to heal through my hurts. I have a long way to go, but I'm a lot further than I was 2 years ago. So next week is my second anniversary of my divorce from the stranger in my house. Without going through that storm, I would not be here with you. So even that turmoil, I turned into power for positive energy. Turn your pain into power. I'm here for you. Just a phone call, message, or email away. If I don't know where to get you help immediately, I will find out. We have helped people all over the world with their situations. I'm here. I'm not just another inspirational speaker or DJ on the radio. I've walked a mile and longer. I know what your pain is because I've experienced it firsthand. 2 years is not a long time when you've lost everything. So I'm rebuilding, and I'm discovering the new me because the old me died with the divorce and the turmoil and the domestic violence and the rape. She died. So I'm discovering the new me, and I kind of like her. Discover the new you in the new year. Say bye-bye to the baggage. Forgive, forget, and let's move forward together. So until next week, my beautiful sunshine, I'm Maria Wall praying each and every one of you enough. Have a beautiful Sunday and a wonderful week.